Hi everyone, this is Lori McNair with Holy Hill Ministries and A Broken Hearts GPS, and I'd like to welcome you to today's podcast. I have a question for you today. What lens are you looking through? What shapes your perspective or your outlook in life? Is it based on what's trending now? Is it based on what is the popular opinion of the moment? Is it a lens of bitterness? Is it a lens of offense? A lens of rejection? Is it the lens of a victim? Perhaps you look through a lens of doubt or inferiority, a lens of anxiety. Whatever lens we look through really governs everything that concerns us, our relationships, our decision making, our thoughts, our perceptions, the way we communicate, our body language. All of that is encompassed in the lens that we look at our lives through. I grew up in the 80s, and so, you know, what was popular when I was in a middle school and particularly high school, you know, everyone wanted big hair. And so, you know, it was not unusual and it was not uncommon at any given moment to walk into the girls' bathroom or locker room and just walk into a cloud of hairspray, you know, because everyone was in the mirror teasing their hair and spraying it into place, right? Because everyone wanted this big hair. And so that was what was trending. That was what was popular, you know, in my high school experience. And so everyone wanted to look that way, right? So we look through this lens of wanting to fit into the culture of the school at that moment. And it was to just, you know, have that big hair, you know, lots of makeup and, you know, those bright neon colors. And, you know, we're grateful that time, that era has passed, right? And so you look at back, my children look back at my, you know, high school yearbook pictures and they just laugh. But, you know, the point is, it was the lens of a teenager, you know, that wanting to just be a part of that particular culture or environment at that time. And so if we bring it real time, you know, what lens are you viewing life through? And so often we can get caught up in our experiences, the different challenges or obstacles that we might have gone through, the opinions of other people, comments of other people, and it really shapes our mindset, and everything that we perceive comes out in our interactions. But I have good news for you today. Anytime we're talking about the Word of God, it's always good news, because God, He's so loving, He's so relentless in His pursuit of us. He gives us opportunities to draw close to Him, because He's the God of relationship. He created us, and so He loves humanity. He loves people, and He desires to be in relationship with us. And so based on that, we have the opportunity to embrace the mind of Christ. And, you know, there's a lot of study now on neuroplasticity and neuroscience, where we know there's scientific evidence, there's proof that our mindsets can be transformed. It can be renewed. Science is catching up with the Bible. God's word tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, that we have the mind of Christ. If you are a believer, you have the mind of Christ. And I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, and it says, "For who has known the mind and purposes of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ to be guided by his thoughts and his purposes." Isn't that good news? We don't have to just be so fixated on our own perceptions, our own thoughts. We can have the mind of Christ. And when we put on his mind, when we embrace his mind, we begin to see things so very differently. Our lens, the lens of our perception and thinking, begins to change. There's a passage in 2 Kings chapter 6, and it I love this passage because it gives us an illustration of having the mind of Christ. And so we see that this is an account of Elisha and his servant, and we know from the text that Israel is at war with Syria, and the Syrian army, they're ready to just handle Elisha because God has privied Elisha to the enemy's plans. And so the king of Syria wants to take Elisha out. And so the king of Syria sends his army into Elisha's area where he is, and his servant, Elijah's servant, sees this army, and he looks through a lens of fear, and he says, "Oh my goodness, you know, what are we going to do? You know, we are about to be ambushed. We're about to die here." You know, and so Elisha prays, and he says, "Lord, open his eyes that he would see." And so God supernaturally opens the servant's eyes into the realm of the spirit, and he sees these chariots of horses and fire. And so Elijah reassures the servant and says, "You know, fear not. There are more that are with us than are against us." And so that's a clear example about how when we embrace the mind of Christ, he will allow us to see things that we would not be able to see in our natural reasoning, our natural thinking. And so if you are struggling today, if you're challenged today by looking through a lens that is skewed, it might be skewed by rejection, it might be skewed by anxiety, it might be skewed by worry, whatever is altering your ability to embrace the mind of Christ and to be able to see through the eyes of the Spirit, God wants to partner with you today and changing that perception. And that word mind that we mentioned in 1 Corinthians 2:16, that is the Greek word nous, N-O-U-S, and it talks about the ability to perceive divine things. It's recognizing goodness. It's the power of considering and judging soberly and calmly. It's thoughts and feelings and purposes and desires that are divine. And so we have the ability to change the way that we are viewing our lives and the things that are associated with our lives by embracing the mind of Christ. You already have it. You just have to receive it. And so you might be wondering, well, how do I do that? Well, just dive in. dive into the Word of God. Meditate on His Word. Be honest with Him. You know, God, I look through a lens of offense. I'm bitter. I'm offended. I look through a lens of rejection. I battle fear. I'm always looking over my shoulder. You know, I always have a feeling of dread. Take that to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to remove that. Ask Him to give you the ability to embrace the truth of His Word, that you have His mind, and then just begin to speak that over your life. You know, you hear people talking about speaking positive thinking and speaking positive thoughts. Well, listen, the Word of God, that's your tool to change your mind, to begin to think differently, to communicate differently, to interact differently. When you begin to grab hold of God's Word and you just begin to speak it and declare it, every morning when you wake up, before you check your emails, you know, before you check whatever, I decree and declare in Jesus' name that I have the mind of Christ, that I am I'm walking in supernatural calmness, that I'm walking in the ability to make sound choices and decisions. I decree that over my life in Jesus' name. I guarantee you, if you do that, it will begin to transform your thinking, because now the Word of God is being embedded into your soul, and that's where change begins to take place, and you can begin to experience that Zoe life, living life to the full as God intended and as He purpose before you were even conceived. God had a purpose and a plan for your life, and the challenges that we experience in life don't change God's original plan. Like we said a few weeks ago, you're a God idea. God said everything He made in Genesis 1, it wasn't just good, but it was very good. And so if you are here on the earth today, then you are God's idea, and you are very good, and He has a purpose and a plan for your life, and it's not for you to walk in defeat. It's not for you to walk through a blurred lens of catastrophic thinking or pessimism and doubt. It's a lens that is good. It's a lens of hope. It's a lens of peace. It's a lens of love. That's God's desire for you. Do you receive that today? I hope you do. Isn't that good news? Yes, it is. Well, we'd love to hear from you. If you were impacted by our sharing today, let us know. If you have a prayer request, if you have a praise report, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Remember, we are finding God's way through life using His GPS. We are being rerouted from hurt, from pain, from rejection, from bitterness. We're getting rerouted back on the path of love, back on the path of purpose and destiny. And it all comes when we follow His GPS, His Word, His truths, the guidance of His Holy Spirit. And so God bless you. We'll close out in prayer, and we hope to see you next time. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank You for Your Word. God, we thank You that You've given us Your mind, that we have the mind of Christ. We receive it now. Father, we pray that You would uproot any erroneous thinking, any thinking that is contrary to Your mind. We repent of it now, and we pray that You would remove it. God, fill us with Your Spirit. We pray for an outpouring of Your love and of Your peace. God, we receive Your warmth. We receive Your acceptance. And Father, we receive that we have Your mind, and we receive that we walk in great power and authority because You have given us the victory. And so we just thank You that it is so. In Jesus' name, amen.